We're going to study the Maharal on Parshas Baha'aloscha. The Maharal that we're going to study is found in the Maharal's Chidushei Agados to Meseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed. The Gemara there makes reference to our Parsha and to the Asafsuf, his Avu Taiva. And then after the Asafsuf, Hisavu Taiva, the Torah says that the Bnei Yisrael joined them, the Asafsuf of the Erev Rav, and they wanted to have meat. They did not want to continue eating only man. And then the Torah says that Moshe encountered the people, Yishma Moshe Esham, Bochel L'mishpachosav. So, while literally that means that each family was crying as a unit, each family was unhappy and crying and expressing their wailing as families, Chazal understand it to also mean that what they were concerned about was the matter of mishpachos. Al iskei mishpachosav. What they wanted was to have greater freedom when it comes to marriage, to be able to marry loved ones, to be able to marry, for instance, a sister, an aunt, to be able to marry, you know, a granddaughter, perhaps, just to be able to marry as they saw fit. And we're going to now see what this has to do with Basar Taiva, and we're going to relate the two, and we are going to see the Maharal's very unique take on why this was such a cause of sadness, even of crying and bitter tears. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed in Shabbos says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu Yisrael aleihem besimcha kagon mila. Simcha, the simcha of mila is the pasuk attesting to it is Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha Kemaitse Shalol Rav Adayin Eisen Eisa Besimcha. We continue to do it Besimcha. Sas is a lashon of Simcha. David HaMelech says Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha Kemaitse Shalol Rav, and it's Imrasecha, the particular Imra, the singular Imra, the first that was commanded of Avraham Avinu was to do mitzvah smila. David HaMelech says, what a beautiful mitzvah. It's a mitzvah I'm able to accomplish even when there are no other mitzvahs around me. If I have nothing, if I'm not wearing any clothes, I have that mitzvah of mila. It's on me, it's with me, it's part of me. I am overjoyed for this mitzvah. That's the simple explanation of what the pasuk means. And we still, to this day, are mekayim the mitzvah, just as Avraham Avinu. Then David HaMelech, all of Bnei Yisrael, took on this mitzvah with great joy. We continue to be mekayim the mitzvah with great joy and with great celebration. On the other hand, v'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'ktata, a mitzvah which we accepted with ktata. Ktata means with a certain dissension, with a certain opposition, where we were not happy over it and where we contested it. So if we contested the mitzvah, as we'll see in a moment, we contested the mitzvah of Arayos, so therefore, Adayin, we are still going to be Mekayim mitzvahs Arayos, but with some ktata, the Gemara says. V'chol mitzvah shekibul aleihem b'ktata, kegoin Arayos, t'chsiv. V'yishma Moshe es'om b'echel l'mishpachosav. Moshe saw the people crying, their families crying together, but it's not just that they were crying as a unit, but they were crying because of family matters, because of issues of the matrimonial nature, and who and with whom one may build family, when you may not do so with whom you would like to, it causes terrible disappointment and sadness, and that's what they were sad about. So they were al iske mishpachosav, crying because of that. And the Gemara says, Adayin osin osa biktata. We still, to this day, fulfill our mitzvah of building the Jewish family, biktata. Why is it biktata? Why is there contention? Because the Gemara says there's no ksuva. Leka ksuva d'le rami be tigra. There's always some dispute regarding the money matters, the financials, the promises made to each other, how they are going to be fulfilled, when they are fulfilled, how they are fulfilled. So there's at least the remaining sense of some contention that, and some dispute that continues into our own time, to our very day, with regard to issues of marriage. Whereas when it comes to the Bris Milah, we were taking it on and overjoyed to take it on from Avraham Avinu and on, and therefore it's continuing to this day to be fulfilled by Klal Yisrael with great joy. Let's see the Maral. Kol mitzvah shekimu Yisrael besimcha. And he has a unique way of looking at Milah and understanding why it's a source of simcha. Different from what we said before, where we said this simple pshat in the pasuk sas on erchilim resecha, you might say shalal rav, is based on a medrash that says that David HaMelech looked at himself and saw, without clothes on, what does he have, what mitzvah is he being mekayim, and then he realized that he has mitzvahs milah. But the Maral says something more basic to the mitzvah of milah and why it's a source of simcha. Pirish, ha-mitzvah shehitikun v'hashlama k'may milah. Milah is a way of perfecting ourselves. It becomes a complete person. The child becomes a complete Jew. The idea of removing something that's redundant means the person arrives to his hashlama, to his completion. Shemishu arel hu chaser. One who still has the foreskin that's unnecessary is chaser. He is incomplete. V'nikra arlo. And it's called Arla because she called Arla Taisafais. Anything that's covering up, anything that's extending, anything that's added, is redundant. It's unnecessary. It's an addition uncalled for. Ulefichach, kiblu etz mitzvahs hamila b'simcha. That's why Am Yisrael is mekabel mitzvahs mila with such joy. Ki ha-simcha hi ka'asher echad hu shalem. Simcha is when we are complete, when we have reached that point where we are complete, we are satisfied with ourselves, we are completely developed. The hefech zeh, the opposite of that, hatzar v'ha'evel, the disappointment, the painful idea of not being complete, evel, even having, you know, being mournful, kasher hu chaser. When one is chaser, when one is incomplete. Olefichach mitzvas milo. Shehi chesras or hasaras arla, ki tikun v'hashlama la'adam, taking away the mila, taking away the arla, I should say, is the act of mila, therefore a way of becoming a complete person, becoming the entire image, the full image, the correct image of man. Kiblu alein Yisrael b'simcha, so Am Yisrael takes that on and took it b'simcha, continues to take it on b'simcha. V'chein, kol ha-mitzvahs shehem tikun v'hashlama li-Yisrael, whatever gives us a sense of completion, v'alfagav shehu tzarech l'hosir, l'harfid mimenu ha-arlo, even if it means taking away something that is unnecessary, but hasara hazos, this removal, this hasara, shehi hasaras ha-taysafah, is taking away what's unnecessary, hi ha-arlo shehu kinetul dami, it's as if it doesn't belong, it's as if it's already removed. Lain nikra hasara klal, that's not called removal, or it's certainly not called taking away or diminution. It's not a way of paring down a person, making the person less. Ulefichach kiblu Yisrael aleh mitzvah azaz b'simcha. That's why this mitzvah was taken on besimcha. The opposite, however, he now shows, and that's why the Gemara puts them together. The Gemara contrasts them because the opposite is true with regard to the mitzvah of arayos and family purity. Aval parishos, arayos davrazeh nikra hafrada. That's called perud. That's called breaking apart those who wish, who should be able to bond together. Shemafrid es ha'adam min aviv. Separating a person from their father, from their family, from where they come from. Dividing what should be naturally joined together. Sha'adarabah, b'derach ha'teva, naturally speaking, im lo hayu gzeiros ha'torah. If not for the laws of the Torah, if not for the legislation of the Torah, hayadasa adam hischaber le'erva shehi she'er b'saro. The Torah calls the arayos she'er b'saro, which meaning a piece of one's own flesh. Why would one not come together in love and marriage with a piece of one's own flesh. Just as an aside, it was before Matan Torah permitted in some instances, not only the exception of Cain, who married a sister, but Yocheved, who was Amram's aunt, became his wife, which is not permitted after Matan Torah. V'harba arayis nosin adas v'hasvara she'yischaber aleihem. He doesn't say all, but many arayos would logically, putting one's mind to it and thinking about it, it would be fine for the two to be married. Ki hadibur,
I'm sorry, one can marry their aunt?
One may not marry one's aunt.
May not marry their aunt?
No.
Oh, the uncle, sorry, the uncle can, I apologize.
Yeah. Ki hadibuk be'ishto shiyihu lebasar echad. The idea of marriage is that you become one. You become one of one flesh. V'davar zeh nechshav lebasar echad. Marriage brings the two to become of one flesh. Kasher ha'adam medabek b'she'er b'saro. When those who are one with you become bonded with you through marriage, matrimonially. Ulefichach, davar zeh lenikra hashlamas hateva, aval hu perud hadivekim. So therefore, this law of the arayos is the opposite of mila. Mila makes the person complete. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, hishalech lefonai, v'heyei tamim. And here, instead of the sense of coming together and being one, we are forced, because of the laws of Erva, to be divided and separated from each other. Aval hu perud hadveikim shehem b'teva echad. This is the separation of those who should be able to be together and one. Umitzad ha-Torah, mechayev hefredam. The Torah is obligating us that they not be married, that they separate. V'chol perud hachibur yesh kan b'chia. That's why they were crying. It's not just a sense of, I can't do what I want. I can't have the love that I want. I can't have the union and be a part of a union that I desire and that I believe would be efficacious and would be constructive. Shenemar, that's the meaning of the pasuk, boche lemishpachosav. Crying because of this issue of being not allowed to be one with their love. So while Mila, the Gemara says, is something they took upon themselves, besimcha, because it's the simcha of being made whole and complete. This is the opposite. The mitzvah of Erva was biktata because it was without being able to be complete, without or with the loss of the opportunity of coming together as one with those whom we thought we should be able to become one. This that they're crying at that moment, when after all they are already, they've been in Sinai almost a full year. It's just a few days short of a full year that they were in Sinai, so they've had the Torah for many months. Why are they crying about the arayos just now? Even though the mitzvah of arayos was not given to them just at that moment. Nevertheless, derech ha'adam kasher hu mitzaer hu mesaper kol tzerosav. That's human nature. When a person is in pain, when something is afflicting us, we let down our guard and we share all the pain. He'll tell over all of that which is troubling him. So at the time that the Bnei Yisrael, following the lead of the Asafsuf, wanted to have meat, wanted to enjoy the pleasure of a good steak, to enjoy the pleasure of their food in all of the traditional, normal sense, without only having mun. So at that time, as they're struggling with the taiva that they would like to have and like to satisfy regarding basar, regarding meat, hayu mesaprim gam kein sha mitzvah aleim lasas perud ben hadveikim. We also, they said, we also have the pain of not being able to come together in love with those with whom we feel bonded, with whom we would like to be one. Kilu kolin yenehem haya neged ha-teva. Again, they're saying it's unnatural. I have a love, we are related to each other, we should be able to marry. It's unnatural for us to be forced apart. I would like to eat food in the normal sense and in the normal way. It's unnatural for me not to be able to eat a typical meal of delicacies that I'm used to. So all of this is a complaint that we are living in a way that's unnatural. Now, in the next paragraph, he says, yes, that's called Kedusha. That's called being unique, uplifted, otherworldly. And what they're looking for is, I don't want to be otherworldly. They said, we want to be of this world. When something, as in the case of Arayos, is forced apart, when they can't be together, so that's a manifestation of being broken up, not being whole, the person feeling incomplete, the person feeling personally, emotionally cut off or bereft, and it causes bechia, and hence they were crying. In the next paragraph, he says, let's just understand very simply, it's all about taiva. In both instances, basar taiva and arayos, the flesh we eat and the flesh that's our own, which we wish to satisfy in conjugal relations, they are both the two classic, most powerful desires and appetites. V'yesh lecha l'da'as oid, k'ma shehoyu boichim bo'eis ha'shah. What they're crying is that they're crying about the fact that they cannot have what they most desire in their meal and in their private lives. This is all about bitul, meaning abrogation of the physicality and the life of physical pleasure, and eschewing it, which we are being asked to do, both in terms of what we eat and with whom we live. V'hu inyan echad im masha yubaychim al prishasam v'havdalosam min ha'arayos. This that they can't eat that food which they would always have wanted and always enjoyed is the same at its core source. It's the same source of unhappiness as that which they cannot have conjugally, which they cannot marry, who they cannot marry. Ki hakol hu ma sheyischayev. Mitava hachomris, it's all about what your physical desires might be. Hen tavas achila, hen tavas arayos. Be it the desire for a certain food or for a certain conjugal partner. Shalohayu reitzim bikdusha. Ah, here it is. Shalohayu reitzim bikdusha. Kedusha means that we are all about spiritual upliftment and about something much greater than anything that we can physically enjoy. And the more we are steeped in enjoying our physical bodily pleasures, the harder it is to be involved and to be a part of what's holy, of Elokus. What they wanted was physical enjoyment and bodily pleasure. And both the Basar Taiva and the issue of Arayos are all about bodily pleasure. V'haprisha mizeh hu nikra havdala mimashe ra'uy la'adam. Separation, being forced away to eschew that which you would normally, because it's ra'uy la'adam, it's something that's very much part of being a human being. And now, being asked for holiness' sake, to separate ourselves from this, maybe bechia. If we can't, the discord within us, you know, the dissonance, I should say, within a person, where I'm asked to be so holy, but I'm not. I can't. I don't want to be. I still have this great desire, and this expectation of me is beyond me. It may not be, but it's certainly something that's challenging. So it causes a person to be sad, because the person is basically forced, or feels he is forced, to not be himself and to give up so much of what he typically would enjoy and would typically be as a human being. And now he's expected to be something more like an angel than like a man. Ulekach al shneim hoyu bochim ke'echod. So for them both, they were crying ke'echod, all at once. They were crying all at once. Uke'ein pirush zeh perashnu b'sefer Gur Aryeh Pashas B'Haloscha. This, he says, has also been described in his work, in his Sefer Gur Aryeh on the Parsha B'Haloscha. Klal ha-dovar ha-mitzvah hi ha-frodo v'havdolo dovar she-ro'i ha-chibur l'fi ha-teva ha-chomris. The mitzvah they were asked for when they were told not to have these arayos and not to marry their sister, not to marry their loved one, not to marry their erstwhile daughter-in-law after a son has passed away. You're not allowed to marry that girl who's been so much a part of your life, even if there's great love between her and the man who was her father-in-law. And so on, a granddaughter and an aunt. These are all arayos where you could naturally see them come together. But the havdalah, but indeed the idea of being unique, of having a sense of greatness that's greater than the interests of flesh and that causes us to be a special people, an Am Kadosh, means that you have to separate from these where you otherwise would even naturally, lefi hateva hachomris, bond with them. And that's the same with the, you know, having to eat mun and being told that's your subsistence is on mun, as opposed to whatever other foods that you wish to have and which you would have liked to enjoy, such as the avatichim and, you know, the shumim and the betzolim, whatever they said, the dogim, all the fish, whatever they used to enjoy eating in Mitzrayim. Ki mitzvah mila yesh ba simcha lahafrid ha'arla shehi ha'tesefes. The mitzvah of mila is a source of joy because taking away what we don't need, what's redundant, what's not important, and becoming whole thereby is a source of great joy. V'lahaya nikra Avram tamim ad shekibol alav hamila, as we quoted the pasuk earlier. Avram was a tamim. He becomes the image, the complete image of the father of a nation after his bris mila. L'kach kiblu es ha-mitzvah hazayis b'simcha. That's, the Gemara is saying, that's why that mitzvah was taken on b'simcha, and it continues to be fulfilled joyfully by us. U'mitzvah sarayos, hi prisha min ha-davar she ra'u lihi yos le'chibur nechad lefi ha-teva. Whereas arayos is where you actually have to separate from and be cut off from what should and could naturally be a part of your life, the love of your life, the love of your life. And if the idea of becoming, you know, one is so important, and being whole and sensing, you know, one's completion with one's love and with one's helpmate is so important to a person, then that could be a source of great sadness when the one who you love and feel you could and should be able to build your life with is not allowed. And that was the Bechia L'mishpachaysav that Moshe encountered. So we have seen both a unique explanation of what Boch L'mishpachaysav is all about and what the, you know, the internal sense of sadness is when they would wish to be and have life together with someone who they love and are told they can't. But that's very much the idea of Kedusha, that you can't have what you otherwise would have had. You have to devote yourself to something greater. And in the case of the diet that they were eating, you have to eat mun in the midbar. You have to understand the point of having that particular food provided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that source at that time, and appreciate it and be different from what you were when in Mitzrayim, when enjoying bodily, physically, a different, more typical diet. the Jews are going to have to be not so typical. The whole lesson of this Dor HaMidbar was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, we are not a typical people, and our lives are not typical lives. We're an Am Kadosh, and each individual Jew lives in a holy way. And that distinction includes having to abstain from various otherwise normal pursuits or pleasures. This was the lessons to be learned, unfortunately, with difficulty by the Jewish people in the Midbar soon after leaving Har Sinai.